by the light of a crescent moon. I will be coming soon. By the light of a crescent moon. I will be coming soon.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. 10 long years of celebrities and the rest of us living messy lives with, hopefully, a real God in the middle of it all.
By the time the sky is black, I will be coming back. By the time the sky is black,
I first heard and saw this young lady perform with a friend of mine, Amber McLean, down in the city. Took my daughter with me. And at the end of it, there were four. Was there three? I think there were three or four. I can't remember. How many girls were there in that? Do you remember?
Two ladies and then two fellows.
Yeah, right.
Two sets with Amber. So
there's three girls. Yeah, this is really, we're not doing good with math. It's not a specialty of ours.
A complicated
evening. That should have been the title. A complicated evening. Anyway, I asked my daughter at the end of the night, I said, who'd you like best? And she said, this girl, which is why you're on the show today. This is dedicated to my daughter, Jessica. Drawing from a deep well of folk, Indian, traditional influences, Abigail LaPelle has made music her whole life. Toronto singer has won over audiences of all musical stripes with her contagious melodies, evocative lyrics, and heart-stopping voice, which I love as well. A combination that draws comparisons to early Cat Power, Sandy Denny, or a stormier Natalie Merchant. In recent years, Abigail has toured extensively in Eastern Canada, been featured at NXNE, you cool kids know what that is, Pop Montreal, Winter Folk, Sappy Fest, and in the dead of winter in Halifax. AbigailLaPelle.com is the website, and she joins us today. So lovely to have you here. Where'd you grow up? Like, you've got a complicated story here. Is it not as complicated as I'm making it? Or
I mean, I grew up in North York, which is no longer, it's now part of the megacity of Toronto.
Right.
But yeah, I'm from North York, originally born and raised, and I grew up in Toronto, and I lived in Montreal for a lot of years, and I've just been back for a couple of years now.
Where was the most creative spot you lived?
I mean, Montreal certainly has that reputation.
Does have a bad vibe, doesn't it? Too bad about their hockey team. Oh, sorry.
No comment.
You know, in these sorts of interviews, we say things like, who's your influence and who do people say you sound like? And, you know, all the usual stuff that you've been asked a million times. I actually don't care about any of that stuff. I'm just in love with your voice. I'm just in love.
Oh, that's very
no, but here's, no, and let me not get too sappy here because I know this gives you a rash. You don't kowtow to the Hallmark pleasers, if that makes any sense. You're not into sappy sucking up crap.
No.
I've said crap a lot on the show today.
It's more like sappy.
What?
Real.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I feel like, you know, sappy is okay.
No. Okay. Really? As long as it's authentic? But can't do those two words go together?
I think they can.
Can you be authentically sappy?
I guess that's the question.
That's the question.
I have a lot of feelings, and I certainly don't shy away from writing about them, but I guess they're not. My songs are not too literal, so they tend to be kind of these impressionistic kind of
things.
Things. Yeah, there's not a lot of sort of a straight ahead love song. There'll be like some weird irony normally that comes into play, as it does in real life, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why
so
I like.
So, thank you for saying that. I'll take it.
There's got to be a better way. I should have thought this through better about how to give you this, you know, backhanded compliment.
Well, I'll take it anyway, for what it's worth.
Could you possibly do a song for us?
I would love to.
Can you tell us about this song you're going to do?
Sure, I'm going to do a song from my record, which is called "Paper," and
I could have brought you some harps too if you needed.
Oh yeah, all right, next time.
Okay.
I'm playing Drew's guitar right now for anyone that didn't catch that.
My guitar with strings that should have been changed so that they stayed in tune a little better.
Does this guitar have a name?
No. Sorry. It's the end of the show. I can't be that witty.
All right. Here we go. The song is called Paper. It's on my record. And
it's on your what?
It's on my record.
It's on your what?
My album.
I like the way you
record.
Say it. Record.
I get a lot of flack for the way I say record. I usually avoid it. Okay, here we go. Paper. This is sort of a, I guess it's sort of a murder mystery as told through this kind of multimedia collage.
I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, live on The Drew Marshall Show, Abigail LaPelle. Good stuff. Abigail LaPelle on The Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic.
Thanks.
I still am a fan.
Still, after all we've been through.
I kept looking at my guitar going, oh, just hang in there, strings. Because, to be honest, I went out and bought a set this morning, and I ran out of time to put new strings on.
Oh.
Yeah, they're old.
I like old strings. I haven't changed my guitar strings in years.
Years.
It's
trendy to have old strings.
To have the old, dead-sounding strings.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very hip, very Jim Morrison.
That's me.
Okay, so... I would like people to follow your career and go to your concerts and buy stuff. So aside from going to your website, abigaillapel.com, by the way, that's spelled A-B-I-G-A-I-L, Abigail, L-A-P-E-L-L, abigaillapel.com. Can they go? Do you have any gigs coming up that people can kind of creep on you?
I do. I'm playing, right now I'm doing a residency in Toronto at the Transat Club, which is a great little artist-run space, and it's in the annex. So my night is called Early Birds, and it's the first Saturday of every month from 7:30 to 9:30. So it's a great time slot for either for people that don't like to go out late, or if you
why'd
do
you
like to go out late.
Why'd you point
late,
to me? Why'd you point to me when you said that? So heartless.
Just saying.
So
that's been a lot of fun, and it's just a night for I get a couple friends usually to come and play. So this next one is coming up on July 6th. I'm playing with a songwriter from Toronto named Sarah Green, and then the series continues first Saturday of every month indefinitely. I'm going on tour in August by bicycle. I'm part of this inaugural bicycle powered tour across Eastern Ontario, which is going to be crazy. So that's going to be hitting a number of different cities from the 12th to the 21st of August.
Okay. All right. Bicycle tour.
Tune Your Ride tour, it's called.
What's the longest you've ever been on a bus touring for?
On a
like not a tour bus, but like on
I've done a lot of unconventional Greyhound-y touring, including, thing. Yeah, I used to do you can get just like a coast-to-coast pass for Canada. And I did that for maybe a month or two. I feel like I spent every day on a bus for a good long time.
Could you play on the bus?
I never played on the bus. Some people do. Those people are called hippies.
Yes.
I have no problem with that. Right. But I've spent a lot of time on the bus for sure. I've toured also by train. I did a canoe-powered tour with a bunch of poets who brought me along as a musician.
Wow.
But this is the first time doing it by bike. For me, other people have done it.
I've done the bike.
I biked here today, actually, from the train. I brought my bike, and I'm going camping after this. So I'm training for this bike tour.
And you're
really
not
hard.
You're not a hippie?
Just what can I say?
Clarify this. Right, yeah. Okay, well, listen, you know, sometimes I've been accused of talking too much during our musical portions of the program. So I shall shut up and let you play another ditty. What are you doing?
Good question. Am I doing one or... I was thinking of doing a new song, or I could do the title track of my album.
Yes. Could you do two more in the next 12 minutes?
I most certainly can. Okay,
please?
Here we go.
Okay.
So this is a sort of a nursery rhyme.
Love nursery rhymes.
It's a nursery rhyme for my unborn children. It's all about the abandonment issues that they're sure to have.
You're not...
I should save these comments for after this.
Can I just share a quick anecdote?
Absolutely.
While you're getting ready for your song.
Is it about abandonment issues?
It's, well, sort of. I was adopted. Thanks for bringing this up. A little sensitive about this. And I was asked to do a comedy gig at a fundraiser thing for some support group for adoption people. And I wrote the bit based on a comedy crowd sitting in front of me. Forgot it was a fundraiser deal. Showed up for 6 rows or old lady sipping tea. Then I start into the bit, and I realize very soon that my material is so not appropriate for this adoption support group agency, because I started off with a thing about how my kids had driven me so insane that I'm now considering really late-term abortion.
Too soon.
That's good. Anyway, does that tie into your song at all?
That's how I feel a little. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great segue.
Is that a segue? We'll take that one. Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail LaPel.
Night bird to the morning bird. Oh, 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 don't you go, don't you. to the night bird sang the morning bird. Oh, oh, now you know, now you know. Why, oh, why sang the night bird to the morning bird? Oh, why, tell me so, tell me so. Oh, my little night bird sang the morning bird. Oh, my, don't you know? Oh, don't you know? Bye, 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 little shadows in the open sky, high and low and up and down and all round they go.
Abigail LaPelle on the Drew Marshall Show. Knock it out of the park, ladies and gentlemen. Knock it out of the park.
Thank you. That song is called Night Bird and Morning Bird.
It's a very beautiful song.
Thank you. It's going to be on my new record, which is coming out.
On your new what?
It's going to be on the new album.
Mm-hmm.
The new iTunes playlist.
So a couple things, Abigail. First of all, I apologize for the medium gauge.
Oh, I meant to do it, right?
I know, okay. But I'm looking at your fine-featured fingers thinking, dang, I should have had the light ones on. Sorry.
No, this is good. It's too light and it's...
It's too dodgy, like too wonky. Medium. Okay. The other thing is, you have a tin whistly voice.
Is that okay?
Well, it's just... it's a thing. It is now. You come on and off notes so smoothly like a drunken Irishman. Is that working?
That's lovely. Yeah.
Tin whistly.
I like that. I will say that I love the tin whistle. I find it so, it moves me.
Yes, it does. And that's what your voice does to me.
When I was in Ireland on tour, I had the chance to see some kind of traditional, British Isles folk singers. And it's really, that's something definitely, I'm not that well versed in that kind of music, but I would love to, if I ever did a musicology degree or something like that, I feel like I would love to just...
study the tin whistle.
Hang out with Irish people, tin whistle, that really stylized singing that they do, the Sean Nos. Sean Nos? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's that, that kind of Sinead O'Connery, of the lilty little
trills. Yeah, do you not hear that in your own voice?
I feel like I'm definitely, there's definitely that influence, I think, yeah.
You're not as harsh as some other Canadian singers who shall remain nameless, but,
Okay.
I love it.
Who are you? Who is?
Stop it. Great Survivor is the name of the CD I have in my hands, folks. And there's a heart on here with a lot of numbers, 15 numbers to be exact. Why? You're intentional about this stuff. Don't pretend there's nothing intentional about that.
Well, okay, so the image is a medical diagram. It's an old, the cover is letterpress. I got them done by a local guy in Toronto that does letterpress,
okay.
Which is a sort of a hot plate printing method. The point being, he found this image. He's sort of a collector of these old antique plates. It's like a metal plate. And so this is an illustration from an old medical textbook, and it's an image of a heart. Obviously, it's a diagram, so the numbers, you know, it's like whatever ventricle in the different chambers of the heart.
Yes.
And I guess I just loved the image. I like having that heart there because, and maybe alluding to what you said earlier, I feel like my songs, I think of them as being very emotional and maybe a little sappy, but with maybe kind of a darker edge. And so I like the idea of having this heart. It's a very cheesy image to put a heart on your record, but
yeah,
in this
but
case, it's kind of
yeah, it's not a cheesy
it's
heart.
It's kind of dark.
It's a dark heart. It's a heart from a cadaver.
Yeah, it's a heart from a cadaver, and it's a very literal heart. Like it's actually, it doesn't look like a pretty pink.
And it's 15 entry points.
And like. so and then 15. I guess initially the conceit was going to be there would be like the number of songs would correspond to the different parts of the heart, but it didn't work out that way.
No.
So next album, I'm going to do, I'll get some lungs or something on there.
For her final number here on The Drew Marshall Show, what is it going to be, Abigail?
It's going to be the title track of my album, which is called Great Survivor. It's in the key of D major.
Okay.
For those playing along at home. Mm-hmm. It goes a little something like this. Deep sea diver, great survivor, where in the world, where have you been? Mountain climber, hey old timer, greenest eyes I've ever seen. Oh, 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 oh. Sober, clean and sober, where in the world, where can you be? Up in the sky and flying high over the mountain into the sea.
Oh,
Abigail LaPelle on the Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic stuff. Man, it is such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, if you like music and you like live music, then you need to go out and support it. There are a lot of great venues around the GTA. As a matter of fact, there's some effort that I've been told about recently where they're trying to make the GTA some kind of live music capital thing.
Okay.
Come and see live music around the world. Have you heard about this little tourism deal?
It should be.
It should be, by golly. So, and the good way to start is to go to Abigail's website. Abigail LaPelle is where you want to go. And if you don't have time to write that down now, you can go to our website later and find out all the details. Totally in love, and I'm a fan.
Well, it's been a pleasure visiting.
It has been.
We should do it again sometime.
Okay. folks, that's the end of our show. We will come back next week and do it all again. Slightly different schedule for July. We're just going to tone it down a notch. Going to interview four authors. We're going to play live music. We're going to play the music from the live music that was on the show. When people were playing live music, they recorded the live music on a CD, and it's not live, but it was live, and now we're going to play it on our show in July from all the different artists that we've had. Does that make any sense to anybody at all? So, and we'll also do useless television trivia throughout the entire summer. I think that's what we're going to try to do as well. I'm looking around going, why isn't that CD working again? Well, that's just the way my life has been going today. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, if you missed any of today's show, you can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. By the end of the week, it will be up for your listening pleasure yet once again. That's what's been happening. And what else? Yeah, go ahead and knock it off. Oh, look at that. Beautiful, beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail LaPelle playing us out. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, if you're new to the country, please get out of the left lane. Bye-bye. Oh, and happy Canada Day. Bye.